You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning. This is the International Mastermind Show concerning Think and Grow Rich. This morning we have again as a returning guest Giovanni Best. He is the owner of the Best Carpet Cleaning Company. For the last several weeks we have had the National Association of the Black Women in Construction members that have taking control or have led the conversation in terms of Think and Grow Rich. We have discussed the power of the mind. We have discussed faith, a desire, and the necessity for the desire. So, our title has been Think and Grow Rich, Faith and Desire, the Power Twins, and the path of success that it leads us as we go on to operating in our growth and desire for development. Now, I've already mentioned that the women of NABWIC have led the conversation. What I would like is for a NABWIC member to come on and actually talk to us about the women of NABWIC. I believe that is going to be Robin. Robin, I'm going to open your line.
Good morning, Ms. Sharon, and thank you for having NABWIC on the show this morning. NABWIC, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we actually advocate for black women and girls to further their opportunity for its membership, and our vision is to build lasting strategic relationships with organizations and individuals that provide groundbreaking solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. And we do so by serving as a pipeline between, you know, the prime contractors and the small businesses.
Very good. You know what, I mentioned that we have had Giovanni Best on. Can you talk to us just a second, introduce Giovanni Best, and then we're going to bring him on. Giovanni, what I would appreciate if you would press 1 on your line so that I can see your name and I will open your line. Robin, introduce Mr.
Yes, ma'am.
Best to us.
Good morning again. I would like to introduce someone very, very close to me, which is Giovanni Best. He is the owner of Best Family Carpet Cleaning. To describe him or give you a brief bio on him would be he is someone who has truly started from the bottom. And with all honesty, we did make mention last week where he was stating, you know, like the 15 years that it took him to accomplish some things, or which was his education. But also he made mention to the 15 different businesses that he has started. And I say that to say that his success was basically by default. And now that he has had this epiphany by applying the principles of Think and Grow Rich and, you know, searching for something better, because he always knew it was something better, I think that Think and Grow Rich was basically that manual he needed. So now mixed with the education, his spiritual growth, his physical growth, he's on the right track. I truly believe he's on the right track to being someone really great. So that would be my take on Giovanni Best.
Okay. Thank you. Last week, we there are things that Mr. Best had said that I think that is important enough before he actually comes on. There are things that Mr. Best had said that I think is worth saying again. He said, it's important for people to realize that the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately, meaning the dream is available to everyone. That's the reason why we talk about Think and Grow Rich. You always have the ability to go after that dream. The dream is before you. It's about your state of mind. He told us he hasn't looked at television for over 2 years. He said, driving down the street, it may look like I'm by myself, but I'm listening to tapes. I'm listening to that CEO. I'm listening to my mentor. I am listening. I am totally involved. So the hustle is something that is not free. It's something that takes work. So what I would like to do is your best. Mr. Best, I need for you to press 1 on your phone, please. Last week, Mr. Best also said, well, he gave us his quote. He said, you don't have to be the best to get started. No, you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. As we went through the 45 minutes that we were together, there were things that he said that were so exciting. It is so important for him to talk to us about his life and about and read and tell us again. So I'm opening up the line, Mr. Best.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you for having me on again, Ms. Shirley, and thank you, Robin, for that wonderful introduction. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Well, I was raised up in a single-parent household. My mother passed when I was 10 years old. My grandmother took me in. She still is a very religious person. She didn't have a lot of what you would call book knowledge, but she had experience, and she did the best she could. Growing up, I wasn't taught a lot outside of what the Bible said. So like most young men growing up in the 80s, I turned to the streets for guidance and money. Even though I was in the streets, I always dreamed of making it out. I knew this wasn't the end for me, though my surroundings, education, friends, family, and background were all saying the opposite. I used to hear laughs at school when the teacher used to ask, what did you want to be when you grew up? Everyone would say things like doctors, lawyers, football players, and nurses. My replies was, I just wanted to be the man who made it out the hood, who came back and helped his people because he made it out. I didn't understand at the time, no disrespect to the professions, but I believe it's harder for one to make it out the hood under certain circumstances to become that doctor or lawyer. I had no experience, no money at the time, but I always had a vision and I was hungry. I knew my vision and my why was greater than any circumstances in my house. So at that time, I hit the streets and I started hustling. At the age of 19, I started my first business, my first lawn care business, Best Lawn Care. Before I knew it, my business had took off. I had accounts with Kmart, and other commercial accounts. By the age of 21, I was already worth over $100,000 at the time. That same year, I started a trucking company, Best Trucking. Within 2 years, I had over 6 18-wheelers on the road at the time. At the age of 24, excuse me, at the time. But you know what they say, what goes up must come down. At the age of 24, I was caught with over $60,000 in cash and a gun, which I had a permit for. After being accused of trying to buy 2 kilos of cocaine, I was now facing 20 years in prison. If that wasn't bad enough, my girl at the time was pregnant with my now beautiful and smart daughter. Someone had to be praying for me. It cost me about $100,000 in total, but I did not spend one day in prison. The judge said because this was my first offense, in addition to having a $30,000 lawyer, I received 1 year house arrest and 5 years probation. After everything was said and done, I was still worth over $225,000. Even though I was always driven and had money, I knew that there was a lot missing in my life. I knew I wasn't living up to my true potential and purpose. Since I was on house arrest, I needed something to do. I needed somewhere to be. So me and my sister started a clothing company together. Excuse me. I remember me and my sister and I in New York City looking at clothes and shoes, and I'm saying, I have to hurry up and get back. I'm still on probation, like we somewhere right around the corner. From that, I have owned and operated over 18 different businesses, ranging from cell phone wireless stores, daycare, car washes, restaurants, and the list goes on. Before I was 30 years old, I had made over $1 million. Life was good at the time. One day, all that changed when I received a phone call from my partner's brother saying, the FBI just rounded up everyone, and they'll probably come to get you too. God is good. I knew I had a purpose. He knew I had a purpose, even if I didn't know I had a purpose at the time, because that day never came. However, reality did come. There I was again, sitting alone with a decision to make. In Chinese, crisis have two meanings. It means danger, but it also means opportunity. I found myself sitting in the dark, asking that question that many of us ask ourselves. What am I going to do now? So I had two choices. Either I was going to sit in my past failures and give up, or I was going to make a decision to step out of the darkness. Because when you're in that darkness, you just want to sit there and wait for the light to come. When you're in that darkness, it feels uncomfortable, but you can't wait. The only way out is to step forward and face your fears and become your own light. Through trial and error, I have learned whenever there's an argument between your heart and your mind, you must follow your heart. There's things that the heart can understand and feel that your mind can't relate to. There's things that you can feel that you know in your heart of hearts that's not logical, it's not practical, it's not realistic, but it's something that says, I can do this. And that was the day that I was introduced to my other self. There's an old saying, when the student's ready to learn, the teacher will appear. And that teacher did appear in the form of someone who I had already known for 10 plus years. I remember our first conversation, and it went something like this. I'm a man, but as a man, I feel like there's a lot that I don't know. From that day, from that moment, he took me in and put me under his wing and started retraining my mind and retraining my thinking. Money covers a multitude of imperfections and insecurities. However, when the money goes, those imperfections come back like Chico if you don't pay your light bill. I started working on my mind, my body, and my soul. Within 6 months, I went from 305 pounds to 225 pounds. I started reading and listening to motivational books, tapes, over and over to the point that I was talking back to them. Before I knew it, I had stopped listening to rap music and watching TV altogether. One of the hardest things that I had to do was separate myself from my friends, my family, that wasn't trying to do the same things that I was doing.
Mr. Best,
yeah.
One of the things that keeps running through what you've been telling us about, we're on the chapter on faith. And everything that you have stated was a leap of faith. It's based on the principles, even though at that point in your life, it sounds like I don't think that you have read Think and Grow Rich at that point, but you have lived Think and Grow Rich. And okay. So I want to make sure that while you may not have been talking at that point about Think and Grow Rich, everything that you've done, from starting the first business to the third business, has been based on faith and your desire to achieve, understanding who you are. The book says that faith is a head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with the vibration of thought, which is what you had, is the thought of, as a little child, of making it out of the hood and developing your higher self. And it says that your vibration of thought, the thought that you had, not only had, but you verbalized. As you think it, you verbalize it, it comes into that spiritual equivalent, and it materializes what you did. Now I'm going to read a statement from Think and Grow Rich. I'm going to basically allow you to react to it and anyone else. And there are a number of people that are listening this morning, so if you want to make a comment, I want you to press 1 on your phone. I will see that your hand is raised and will open your mic. But let me talk about faith for just a second as Think and Grow Rich presents itself to us. His faith is a state of mind, something that Mr. Giovanni has developed since his childhood, a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of auto-suggestion. Now remember, when Mr. Giovanni mentioned, how many times did he say, I'm going to make it out of the hood? And not only am I going to make it out of the hood, I am going to help. I'm going to take other people. He said it as a child. This was auto-suggestion. He never let it go. How many times during this few minutes that he was speaking did he tell us over and over again? A new trial came up, but he matched it with something that was equivalently good. A new business, a new strategy. Dealing with those people that have been his mentors, either mentors on the physical or mentors that he continually introduced himself through tapes. So Mr. Giovanni, or Mr. Best, or Gio, I'll call you Gio, talk to us about how you developed your state of mind in terms of your faith. You told us last week that you listened to tapes. Is there more to add, to be added with that?
Yes, the first thing that you have to do is prepare your mind. You have to prepare your mind. You have to immerse yourself. What I did was I immersed myself with books and tapes, affirmations. I wanted the best ways. One of the affirmations that I started off with, and I still say to this day, I wake up every morning and the first thing that I say is good things are supposed to happen to me. So what that does, by saying that day in and day out, you become focused, you become disciplined on your thinking. Like your words have power. So you have to just immerse yourself and repeat it over and over till you start believing things, and then that's when you realize that you have power. That's when your faith kicks in.
You know what? I like what you said last week. It's worthy of mentioning it again. You said, when I get up in the morning, there are a lot of people, they said, I got to go to work. I have to go to work. But you said, I jump up in the morning and said, I get to go to work. I get to do this. I get to use my resources. And it's all a matter of the change in one word from I have to do it to I get to do it. I can get to use my power to change my environment, not only for my good, but for the good of the people that are around me. I'm sorry for jumping in. It's just that you had said so much last week that it was so much worth the people to hear again, I get. That was just good, Mr. Gio.
Yes, and another thing that I do is you have to write down your goals. Like, you have to physically see them and not just write them down. You have to look at them day in and day out. So what I do is I actually set my alarm on my phone, and every 4 hours when my alarm go out, I pull out my piece of paper and I read my goals and I go over them. Because by doing that, you visualize it. And another thing that I do is I sit, I take a moment every day, and I reflect over my day, and I reflect over my goals. So I might just sit for 10 minutes and just visualize me having that intangible thing until it comes tangible.
You know what? Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. Because not only do you read your goals, but as you read your goals were mixed with emotion. The love for your daughter, the love and your desire to please your grandmother because she instilled something into you when you were yet just a little boy. Thoughts which have been emotionalized and mixed with faith begin to immediately translate into their physical equivalent. Now, a week before, you know, Robin talked to us about the immediate issues related to her, but she thought about her children. And in the thought about her children, that emotionalized her faith. And she went out there, she got a job, but the job didn't last long because she knew that the way for her to make her success and to become into her real self is for her to operate her own business. But it was emotionalized with love, love for those children. We all know people that have said, you know what, I want to lose weight. That's the affirmation that they make every year, but they never do it because it's not emotionalized with some type of issue. Emotions, not emotionalized. I had a friend, he said 3 years, I got to lose weight. But until he had a debilitating back pain, it wasn't emotionalized. As soon as he hit that pain hit him, all of a sudden it became emotionalized and it became real. Now I'm going to remind our listeners that if you want to make a point, raise your hand or press 1 on your phone and your hand will be raised. And I just see a hand that went up. I'm going to open the mic for the caller with the last 4 numbers of 220. Your mic is open. Your mic
good
is
morning.
Open, caller.
Good morning. My name is Takiya, and I was on the call last week, and I just got a text from my Aunt Robin to get on the call today. To listen to my brother speak again. And between last week and this week, I downloaded the book, Think and Grow Rich, because I had not yet read the book. So as my aunt was texting me this morning, I was on page 40. I think that's where I bookmarked it at. And I remember last week, my brother had stated that there were some things that he, you know, didn't agree with the book as far as the writer stating that you write your goals out and read them twice a day, you know, but when you wake up and also when you go to sleep. He recommended that you read them as many times as possible, as many times as you check your phone. And that was actually the paragraph I was on when I received the text to get on the call this morning. So everything kind of came full circle. So I saying that to say, Gio, what is it now? What is it now that you're doing that you learn every day? What is it now that you're doing that you learn every day that helps you continue, you know, on your journey?
Well, I do the same thing as when I first started. I continue to listen. I continue to learn because I believe when the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear. So when you're looking for something, like I find new material every day. By me thinking a certain type of way, different thoughts, my belief gets stronger every day. So just because you started that process, it's a never-ending process because you always learn something new. So just like you was on a phone call last week, you start reading the book, now you learn something new. Now you continue reading the book, you're going to learn something else new next week, and it's just going to continue to grow and grow. So it's really a never-ending process. You just keep learning.
Okay. Well, Brush, I just want to tell you that I'm so very proud of you, and I love you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
We have just a few minutes before the show is going to end. We have one more caller, and the last four numbers are 1111. I'm going to open the mic, and then we will end the show.
Good morning, you black bitch. Do you have big black teeth? Oh, I want to suck on them and lick the shit out of your ass.
You can't always control your callers, can you? So, we are going to thank you, Mr. Giovanni. Parting words, and then we're going to have one last commercial, and we're going to end the show. One last word from Mr. Best.
Yes, I just want to tell you thank you for having me on the show. All the listeners out there, I want to tell everyone to have a happy Independence Day, but not just for the 4th of July. I want everyone to have a happy Independence Day from your fears. Have a happy Independence Day from your negative thinking, from your breakthroughs, from your limitations that have kept you from being the person who God has created. So celebrate today. Celebrate your independence today. And tell yourself this moment, this day, I'm going to change my life because I changed my thinking.
Very good. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. And that was a good thought to end on.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.